Hit the PayPal button, say I thank you. I want you to keep up this work, and we're looking forward to all the new artists that are coming out. So thank y'all for this moment. I'm still not done yet.
This is what I like for you all to remember.
Yeah.
Oh. Gotcha. These are guidelines.
We
gotta do these.
I need not believe the ideas.
We don't have to believe it.
I know.
These are the rules.
I need not accept the ideas.
These are the rules for the
court. I need not accept the ideas.
Just remember.
I need not accept the ideas. And none of this will matter.
Not a any of them matter.
None of this will matter. None of this will matter. Show me I need a new that's the end.
You're welcome, sweetie. You heard me play that a lot if you've been coming for a while as far as the guidelines to the course. And that's Brother John. John and I have been friends with 20 years. And we have made sure it was some of the time. Because we have a tendency that when we hang out a lot with each other, we remember the truth too much. So we have to get away from each other now and then so we can go do some crazy stuff for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got those people in your life that's those instant reminders of the truth. He's one of them.
Yeah, and they brought country when you got here.
That's right. He had to leave. I left. He went to the other side of the country. For the good of all concerned. Okay, could y'all do me a favor and remember that we all... In this room, you are surrounded by the people all around you in the room. You're surrounded by people who hate you. You come here today to learn how to forgive each other. And so that it would be easy and not a lot of attacking vengeance being taken out in the room and it'd be a great chaotic mess from all the fights. We have chosen that you have no memory of the injustices that you think you've done to each other, so that you can forgive all together like you are right now. When you have a real lesson in forgiveness that you really want to learn more than any other lesson, you choose someone through your special attraction called the special relationship. When you really want to get your spiritual lesson really good, you fall in love. There you get a chance to see all of your insanity exposed amid flowers and chocolates. And orgasm or two. So today we're going to talk about how you should see the things that come up between you and people around you that it looks like they've attacked you, or it looks like they've hurt you in some kind of way. How do you see that in such a way that it would allow you to have prosperity and abundance and peace? How do you deal with the crazy people that you know? Those who are selfish don't consider your needs before theirs. Those who have not made your happiness the whole point of their life.
You never read the script.
So you have to forgive them for not letting you control them completely. They betrayed you. They betrayed you because they did not accept your ideals as being the purpose of their existence. Today we're going to learn how to look at those bastards. Okay, turn to page 215. Because we are spiritual. And so we're going to learn how to forgive them. Let me get you in a minute, Lena, because they're going to need a break. Okay. There's nothing to prevent you from recognizing all calls for help is exactly what they are, except your own imagined need to attack. I'll say it again. There is no reason that you can't recognize that no matter what anybody's doing, no matter how crappy they're acting, no matter how insane they're acting, no matter how angry they're acting, no matter how depressed they're acting, there's nothing to prevent us from seeing it as a call for help. There's nothing to prevent you from seeing anything I do as a call. Even if I cut you out in traffic, there's nothing that's preventing you from seeing it as a call. You can still see it as a call for help, no matter what I'm doing, if you want to, right?
Right.
You can see it as a call. Now, what is it that keeps us from seeing the stuff that people do as a call for help instead of getting mad at them?
Yeah.
I have an imagined need to kick your butt.
Yeah.
I have an imagined need to attack. I'd rather attack you than see what you're doing as a call for my help. I'd rather be mad at you than to see what you're doing as a call for my help. I'd rather feel like you hurt my feelings than to see that outburst that you just made as a call for help. I have an imagined need to attack, and that keeps me from seeing what people do as a call for love and a call for help. And I don't see a call for love and a call for help because I have an imaginary need to attack, an imaginary need to be mad, an imaginary need to get you back when you say something I don't like. Instead of saying, oh, she said something I don't like, that's a call for love.
It's easy to forgive you when I look into your eyes.
There's nothing to stop me seeing anything that you're doing that's a call to help because I just won't attack you. Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't see what my boyfriend said is a call for love, but I want to attack him. Are we clear?
Yeah.
I couldn't see whatever anybody does is a call for love, but I want to attack them. He says, now, if you really want to attack somebody rather than see what they do as a call for love, this makes you very willing to engage in endless battles.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you tired of the endless battles?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason why we do the endless battles is because we have an imagined need to battle. And the reason that we think we have a need to battle is because we're not willing to see what everybody's doing is making us mad or upset as a call for love, a call for God, a call for help, a call for healing. I don't want to see it that way. I want to have my grievance. That creates an imaginary need to attack, which keeps me going through endless battles all day long with everybody around me because I feel the need to be mad at you.
That's right.
Okay, everybody got that?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Then the Lord says, you denied the reality of my need for healing. I need your love, and you're denying that I need your love by making my need for your love unreal. Stop making my need for your love unreal. Stop making my need for your help unreal. Stop making my need for your help unreal. Stop making my need for your help unreal. By believing that it's something else. I'm just calling for your help no matter how I act. If Earl came to me, he was angry, if he was afraid, if he was going off, he is totally calling for your help. And the only thing that keeps you from seeing it that way is you have a need to attack me. And if you got a need to attack me, you're going to have to engage in endless battles with me and keep on denying the fact that I'm just saying, help me. And you just don't want to help me.
Yes.
Problem with that, since I won't accept reality as it is, since I won't accept the truth, which is that you are calling for my help, the problem with that is that I'm therefore withholding it from myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I withhold from you is what I'm withholding from me. So if I want to see what you do is not being a call for my help, then when I do something, you're going to also engage in a battle with me, and you're going to have an imaginary need to attack me. Sounds like everybody familiar with these patterns I've discussed? Endless battles, right? Okay. Then it goes on to say, it is surely good advice. It is surely good advice. It is surely good advice to tell you not to judge. What?
What you do not understand.
Stop judging what you don't understand. Stop judging what you don't understand. Stop judging what you don't understand. Stop judging what you don't understand.
No one with a personal investment is a reliable witness.
No one with a personal investment is a, don't go to the person with the most personal investment in the outcome to be a reliable witness to anything. That I don't even understand. You get more objective advice from a stranger in an airplane than you would from somebody who's got some kind of investment in what you're asking them to tell you. If I need you around me all the time, every second of the day, would you come to me to ask me for my advice on this job offer you got to cause for you to travel around the country? Well, that's what we do. We go to the people with the most investment and ask them to tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. You need to have, you need to be surrounded by people who don't care about you to get an honest life.
That's honestly true.
And if you're surrounded by people that don't care about you, you're blessed. Because look what's happening to all the people they care about. They care about them so much they won't even let them breathe, won't even let them be. Kind of fix them, change them, get mad at them when they don't do it the way. That's the way they do to people they care. I treat you so nicely because I don't care. I just want total peace for you. So nobody with a personal investment is a reliable witness. Nobody with a personal investment is a reliable witness. You know why? Because the truth to that person has become what they want it to be. So if somebody's got a personal investment in what you're talking to them about, the truth is going to be whatever they want it to be. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. If I'm not willing to see what you do as a call for love and a call for my help, I'm going to be straight up with y'all. It means I'm unwilling to give help and receive it. So if I'm unwilling to give it, if I'm unwilling to give it and receive it, if I'm unwilling to give it and receive it, then obviously I don't want to see you asking for something that I don't want to give you. I don't want to see you asking me for something that I don't want to give you. So if I don't want to give you help, I certainly don't want to see what you're doing as a call for help, because then I'd have to give the help. So since I got to go to the cleaners, I don't really have time to save the whole sonship. So I don't see anybody's call for help, so that I don't feel obligated to do anything for them.
You mean I purposely don't see the call for help because I don't want to do anything for them?
Right.
That's why I'm not seeing the call
for help. Right, because if I saw the call for help, I might feel like I was obligated to do something about it.
So if I really wanted to do something, I would see the call for help.
But I tell you what would really guarantee you that I feel okay about not doing nothing for you. I'll make it up. Some people would be mad at you. If I come up with a reason to be mad at you, now am I not going to do anything for you? I'm proud of myself for not doing it.
Amen.
So anger is nothing but a defense of people who don't want to give. When you hear the Course of Miracles correctly, you know, it goes, some kind of creature be jumping on his chest with the sword. And then when he pulls the sword out, he goes, and you didn't do anything, you totally have a sword. So first you have to fully feel what you feel before it can be revealed that you're wrong. That's why the quicker you're honest with your feelings and feel your feelings completely, the quicker you get everything in your life healed.
So if I'm angry, I don't want to give help.
If I'm angry, I don't want to give help, because that justifies me not hearing your call for help because I'm mad at you about something. And I don't want to have to give. Fun. Let's take a breath together. Because we have that disease that's, I like to tell you about, it's called the base of innocence. The base of innocence. Earl's base of innocence.
I didn't do nothing.
Hello.
The world is so unkind to those who would try to be compassionate and helpful. My face is wet with tears from all the injustices that I'm going through being such a nice person.
So no way that person could possibly be staying angry with anybody because they don't want to recognize the call for help because they have an imagined need to attack. But I'm going to tell the truth just between us. I have a dark side. It should be pretty obvious to me. You can't say I'm a dishonest man. My color reveals me to you. I have a dark side. And my job in this life is to love my dark side. Enfold my fears, enfold my guilt, enfold my anger, enfold my lack. And see it as my call for love and my call for help. And realize as I won't even hear my own call for love and my own call for help, that's my imagined need to hurt myself. And my imagined need to hurt myself to prevent me from hearing my own calls for help.
Amen.
To myself. You wonder why you won't love yourself? Because you have a need to attack yourself. You think you've done something wrong. Okay. I'll say it again. If you don't love yourself,
yeah,
if you don't feel good about yourself, if you don't hear your own calls for help,
mm-hmm,
to yourself, your own self saying, help me, love me, treat me right, care about me. If you don't hear that, then it's because you have an imagined need to hurt yourself. And it makes you engage in endless battles with yourself, where you are denying the reality of the need that you have for love by making your own need for love unreal by not going to answer it. So stop making yourself mad at yourself just so you won't hear yourself calling for your love. Stop not wanting to help yourself. There is nothing to prevent you from recognizing all calls for help. Here you go. There's no need to. There's nothing to prevent you from recognizing all calls for help except your imagined need to kick their butt. Your need to kick their butt. But your need to kick their butt. You got the need to kick their butt. You got the need to kick their butt. So it makes you willing to engage in this battle with reality. You deny your own needs. You deny your own needs by making them unreal. And I would only do this because I'm unwilling to accept reality as it is. I'm withholding the abundance from myself. I'm withholding my fun from myself because of my imagined need to be mad at me because I won't hear my own call
calls for a happy, loving life that I deserve. Meaning to come up here. While they're doing that, I'll continue.
I would love to ask, as I know this group can do, that you would guarantee yourself an off-the-hook performance of these songs. Okay, I'm gonna tell you the secret. I used to be an entertainer. Bet you never knew that. I'm so subtle about it. Now I'm just being myself. So you can imagine what it was like when I was acting. That's why I moved to Denver. Memphis said you gotta be gone by sundown. And that's why I met y'all. I wish I could say it was a more spiritual reason how I got here, but I ran out of town.
Ran out of Memphis.
That's right. Okay, yeah, right. This is more exciting version. So Lenny is an incredible writer, vocalist, and all this stuff is just Course in Miracles efforts. And so if you all would like show her your appreciation, like let it come through, I guarantee you she will really, really, really give her heart even deeper than she already does.
All right.
All right, so we got to do it.
This is the final time hung up with the first CD, Gifts. And
I love this song.
Some of you may have heard it before.
feel that in your heart? You were singing that with so much spirit, so much joy, you know.
Excuse me, sir?
I love how you look when you sing. You know, she's like, blissed out.
That's the way you're supposed to be.
Just as an experience in Syria one time, I went to a strip club, and I found out that really didn't mean anything what I was seeing, because it looked like she was really into it with her spirit. Okay, now we'll continue with. The moral of the story is strip the spirit.
Don't strip it off.
Okay, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to do the love offering. And then I got a complete thought I can finish without having to stop right in the middle of it. And then Lena is going to introduce a brand new song from a new CD. So let's do the love offering real quick. And then I can jump back on it because I'm excited. For not seeing it as a call for help. As a person doesn't really want to give the help, so they got to come up with a reason why. Because they believe in lack, and they don't even think they have anything to give. So if you feel like you don't have anything to give, conversely, you're going to keep unhappiness in your life to justify your not reaching out, because you're afraid to reach out to other people. I'll say it again. A person that's afraid to reach out to other people has to justify their not reaching out to other people. If you are afraid to reach out to other people and connect with other people and extend with other people, then you need a justification to stay separate from other people. So you have to tell yourself things that make you feel justified in not reaching out. And so it pretty much guarantees that you have miserable thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because you need miserable thoughts to justify not reaching out. Yeah. You're not going to have great thoughts and then not feel like you need to reach out. B. So, he says, it's truly good advice to tell you not to judge what you don't understand. No one with a personal investment is a reliable witness. For truth to the person with the personal investment has become what that person wants it to be. If you're unwilling to see a call for help as a call for help, it's because you're unwilling to give help and receive help. To fail to recognize a call for help is to refuse help. I'm refusing help when I refuse to recognize your call for help. And so I'm going to ask you, would you maintain that you don't need help? Would you keep on maintaining that you don't need help? Would you keep on maintaining that you don't need help? Would you like the universe to be aware that you need help? Would you like the universe to be aware that you... Okay, so the Course says, if that is indeed the truth, then... That's what you're maintaining when you refuse to recognize somebody else's call for help, because it's only by answering someone else's call for help that you can be helped. It's only by recognizing somebody else's call. This is the way the universe is set up. You recognize my call for help, you can be helped. You recognize my call for love, you can be loved. You recognize my call for peace, you can have peace. That's what the universe, I'm telling you now, it's like, you recognize an Earl deserves to have peace and joy in his life, then now your desire and your need for peace and joy can be met, because your desires will not be met until you want them for someone else. You got to want it for me for you to have it. You have to want it for me for you to have it. You have to see what I'm doing as a call for help if you want your call for help answered in your perception. This is straight up rules. But notice that, why is that depressing? Why did you notice there was no parade? Did you notice that the energy in the room didn't exactly go to the center when I went out? You can have what you want. All you have to do is want me to have what I want. You just have to want to see me. What I do is a call for help. I would rather suffer and not have all the things I desire than to change my mind about the way I see y'all.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you just said. I'd rather go through everything I've been going through, any unhappiness, any fear, any lack of peace that I've been going through, rather than see Earl as calling for help when he's upset.
That's not nice.
You can have all the treasures of the universe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'm still mad that bastard for coming home at 7 o'clock.
The Course just says, see it as a call for help. 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 It didn't tell you to go do nothing.
Yeah.
That's the part that's depressing you.
He didn't say give him any money.
He didn't say do anything. He just said, I want you to recognize your brother's appeal for help so that you can be helped. I just want you to recognize. I'm so full of grievances and fear, I don't even want to recognize that you got a problem. I don't want to recognize that you're calling for help. That's how much I don't want to be helped. I'm so guilty, and I believe I'm so unworthy that I will not see your call for help if it means I'm going to be helped. If you're telling me, Earl, that the end result of this is I'll be happy, well, I'm not going to cooperate with anything you're saying because I don't believe I deserve it. And if I listen to you, I have happiness that I don't deserve.
So I'm going to let you tell me exactly how happiness happens, and I'll go, what the hell did he say?
Deny your help, and you won't recognize God's answer to you. So this is the last sentence of that paragraph. The Holy Spirit, which is God, the divine, he says, doesn't need your help in interpreting motivation. I don't know how to break it to your game, but God doesn't need your opinion. For God doesn't need our interpretation. That's the book of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't need your help in interpreting motivations of the people around you. That's okay. I don't need you to tell me where everybody's coming from. That's all right. Don't need your help. Don't need it.
Man, I'll be out of a job.
You should have been fired a long time ago. The lousy job you're doing. If I'm living in the world that you made up, that's a shame. We got to do better. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to do better?
Yeah.
Okay, this is how you do better. This is where you're doing better starts. First of all, I would like you to stop having an imagined need to attack yourself. Please, would you please stop feeling like for some reason you deserve to be punished? Please stop believing that you deserve to be punished. Please let go any of the feeling that you deserve to be punished. Let go of your imagined need to attack yourself. Let go of your imagined need to judge yourself. Let go of your imagined need to criticize yourself. Let go of these imagined needs, because the minute you have a need to put yourself down, then you've set up a situation where you're getting ready to engage in a battle with yourself. And that's where the battles within ourselves come from. It comes from our imagined need to see ourselves as not deserving complete joy. So either you see yourself as deserving complete joy, or you see yourself in a battle. And admit that you need help, and be willing to receive the help by being willing to admit everything you're doing that causes you pain, or anybody else pain. Say to yourself, this is my call for help. This is my call. The way I talked to my mama last night when I got upset, that was my call for help. The way that I feel about my childhood and the way that I am on the deep down inside, that is my call for help. Do not make your own call for help unreal by being unwilling to see that you have one. So that you can be answered and helped and blessed. And now a word from our sponsor. You're going to have one last tune. I learned a lot today. I heard some stuff that I got to ponder. And I'm available for all things that you would feel guilt about. I'm willing to be friends with everybody who doesn't hate me. And I'm willing to be with whoever really wants to be with me. Those of you who feel opposite to that, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for staying away from me. Isn't that beautiful? When people don't like you, they tend to do what? Stay away from you. They won't answer your phone. They don't even want you to know their number. They don't like you so much. And those people are so sweet and kind because they know they don't like you, but they're not putting themselves around you and they're trying to get you away from them. Only if you don't love yourself would you be kind to have a relationship with somebody who didn't want to have one with you. It's a way to think you really want one without ever having one. Because if you had one, then you really have to step up and have to really love. And when you're not ready, what you do is you set it up where you don't attract one, and you can say you want one, but you just don't have one. So right now, if you don't have one, it's because the universe is blessing someone. And you are being prepared to have one and be able to recognize it and appreciate it and love it.
Yeah.
So that when it does show up, you won't miss it. That's the only thing that's happening. So, Lee, could you come on up?
There's someone out there not crying because she's not with me.
This is off the second album, Shine. It's not released yet. Sometime in the spring, we hope to get it on the market. And so, this is off the new album, and it's called Fear Binds the World. Mm-hmm. It's right out of the book.
The workbook.
The workbook.
The workbook.
What you mean, bro?
I'm just kind of running down some things here in my mind because I can't really want to hear the truth today. I want to look at the problems with the PA system and fix it. I already figured out what most of it is.
Oh, good. Good. That was David.
Talk
to us,
please. If you would like to get one of my CDs today, $10. Nothing at all.
at home. Fear is a stranger here. I am at home. Fear is a stranger here. I am at home. Fear is a stranger here.
Can we give it up for Lee and John and Pam? And I like to say we got CDs here so we can get a chance to listen to it over and over and over and over again.
GardnerRecords.com.
GardnerRecords.com. Want to make an announcement, Dave?
Yeah. Jazz music tonight, right? 7:30 in the living room.
7:30.
Tell them all about it.
Road, R-O-A-D. Road.
Okay, we're getting ready to go back out to the lab. And we heard our assignment, right? The assignment is for you to see your own feelings, your own upset with yourself, your own tendency to criticize yourself, your own tendency to judge yourself as your appeal for help, your appeal for love. That's your assignment right now. Not to worry about what to do with the feeling. The direction is in how to see how you feel. And you're going to say, I'm mad about something. Especially if you got the test coming up of the family on Thanksgiving. You know, that's how once a year, really, that's the doctor test. Once a year is Thanksgiving. And so no matter what your sister say, your brother, your cousin, your parents, you're going to go, it's just a great big call for love. It's just a great big, oh my mama, it's such a call for love. You might say with all kinds of feeling depending on what's going on.
I want to kick your butt.
Yeah, 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 I got it. You know what's going on, mama? What? I got an imagined need to attack you. Really do. But I want to keep my own call for help unheard. So I will see what you're doing as a call for love so that I can be answered. Okay? Because you deserve love. So give yourself a break. Be gentle. Those are available. I'll see you in next class Wednesday, 12 noon. No, there's not going to be a Thanksgiving class, but there will be Sunday. But there will be a Wednesday class.
Yeah, I know.
There will be a Wednesday. It's going to be a Wednesday class. It's going to be a Wednesday class.
Wednesday noon.
Wednesday noon.